Yeah, let's go back to the beginning of Tosis Neymar. Back to the Erech Hitzoi. So Tosis said, Temo, the Pirshu ben Atam, the Agbol kind of pochus me will talk him. Point of ben Atam that for Agbol you need is one tefach. So my parch, so what's the most cash over here that by God of kids we should say Agbol Tzerech Hitzoi. But came in the Kono Kaidem Ascholos Akira. Point of ben Atam, the Kinyan is after one tefach. The Akira is only three tefachim. Comes after the Kinyan is before the Haskalas Akira. The Akira they have Yashek be a Gimel. Places Akira requires Gimel Tvachim. It's only Akira after you might be a Gimel Tvachim. The Lamatim is Shloisha Havik Lovud. Less than Gimel Tvachim is Lovud, so it's not an Akira at all. Kiramina ba Amoitzi. So Tais brings a Gemara in Amoitzi. It says, Hever Chatzi Gagaris Derech Alea Chaya. So what's the Gemara over there in Amoitzi? Well, it says like this. Amar Rava, Maitzi Chatsi Gagaris Vinicha. Somebody was Maitzi half a Gagaris, half a Shir, and he put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Vechazar, Maitzi Chatsi Gagaris. Now he took out another Chatsi Gagaris, which will be Mashal this year. So if he would put it down on top of the first half of Shir, so then we would have a full Hitzah, the two Hitzahs would be Mitzarev to a Shir. But what he did in fact was Ve'avira Derech Aleho. He passed the first Gagaris over he passed the second Chatzi Shir on top of the first Chatzi Shir. He passed by holding the Chatzi Shir, and he passed over the Chatzi Shir that was already lying there on the floor. So he's Chayev. Says the Gemara, why? V'amai v'holei noch. He didn't stop. It doesn't say that he stopped. He just passed. He was this Mavin. And he passed over the first Chatzis Shir. So how is it in Star? So the Gemara says, G'gon Shavir Toich Gimel. It was Lamatim Gimel, so it was Lovod. So as he passed over the first Chatzis Shir, it became Lovod, and it was Kilo both Munuch on the ground. Frank the Gemara, V'omer Rova, Toich Shleish Rabon and Tzorech Hanoch Al-Gabi Mashu. But Rova said that even Toich Shleish, even when you were thinking of Toichim on the ground, you have to have Anoch Al-Gabi Mashu. If it's just flying in the air, then it's not munuch. So over here, he's just passing by. It may be toich gimel tvachim, but it's in motion in the air. So where's the hanoch al gabi mashu? So the gemara like hashi kan mezurek kan memavir. Rava was talking about by zurek. By zurek, tak if you throw something, even if it goes within three tvachim of the ground, it's not munuch because you have to have hanoch al gabi mashu. Has to at least bounce on the ground. But over here, since he's holding in his hand, he's mavir. He's holding in his hand and he passes by within three tvachim of the ground. So it's kimunuch. So what does it say in this Gemara? Taisa sees in this Gemara that the Toich Gimel Tvachim is munuch on the ground. And so Taisa says, if Toich Gimel Tvachim is munuch on the ground, so that obviously Toich Gimel Tvachim can't be an Akira. Can't be munuch and be an Akira. So if Toich Gimel is munuch, so it can't be an Akira. But Taisa says, you see from here that Akira has to be Gimel Tvachim from the ground. Well, it's strange to me. This is the only riot Taisa's had that Akira is that within three Tvachim it's lovered to the ground. Look at that. I don't understand. I've seen that. There's certainly a lot of Gemaras that Toich Gimel, even in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara by Zohar Kaveres, that when it reaches three Tvachim of the ground, it's lovered. And that's the Hanocha. The Hanocha is when something. The Hanocha is when the Chayfet reaches three Tvachim of the ground. So what has I seen this Gemara more than in any other? Maybe in this Gemara it says a Chiddush that even if it's in his hand within three Tvachim, it's considered to be lovered to the ground. It's so like the Gemara about Zohar Kaveres. I'd say maybe that's talking about. So he threw it, and as it lands within three tefachim on the ground, it's kalava. But here, where he's holding it, maybe it's not lava to the ground. So you know, as a fair shigemar, that even when he's holding it within three tefachim on the ground, it's considered to be munuch. So anyway, that's Tosfos' argument. Since when you're holding something within three tefachim on the ground, it's munuch. So obviously, the converse is that if you're holding it and it's within three tefachim on the ground, then it's not an akira. So when does it become an akira? When it goes up to when it's three tefachim off of the ground. There was something that was bothering me. Stamos said, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a chesaron yodi on my part. It says in this Gemara that if you're holding something and you're passing by within three tefachim, and within three tefachim of the ground, you pass over. So it's considered to be munach. So therefore, as you pass, you're holding a chatzi shir, and you pass over the original chatzi shir. So it's considered to be munach, and you have now a hanach of a full shir. So it's bothering me. So what's that loch of megar v'yotzi? How does megar v'yotzi ever work? It's constantly munach. It's always within three tefachim of the ground. So even though it's in motion, but first in this gemara, that even something that's in motion, yeah, I think there's other gemaras too, but it's certainly first in this gemara, that even something that's in motion, it says in this gemara that something that's in motion in your hand is considered to be munach if it's within three tefachim on the ground. If it's zorah, so without hanochel gabei mashu, it's not considered to be munach on the ground. But if you're holding it and it's within three tefachim on the ground, then it is considered to be munach. Even though his hand is in motion, the thing is in transit, it's moving along, but nonetheless, since it's munach in his, since it's resting on his hand, and his hand is within three tefachim of the ground, so it's considered to be a hanocha. So I don't get every megar v'yotzei, why, even though it's in transit, it's not in his hand, it's on the ground mamish, why is that worse? It's on the ground mamish, so it should constantly be munach. So how do you ever have an akira? I'm astabah to me that way. I'm astabah. I don't even know if that's the case over here. Doesn't say if that's the case or not. It's hard for me to hear that should be true. So every time you begarve, I'd say lechora, it's constantly mudach. So where's the akira? What? Oh, so you have a raya. The raya has this notion of akiras. Oh, so let me start this. So I thought so. Maybe you'll say that in a chinami, maybe when you're megarvi yotzi, it's takeh munuch, it's constantly munuch, and every time, every second, every fraction of a, you know, every mashu that it moves, it's munuch and it's nekar, and it's munuch and it's nekar, and the akira and anocha happen when you cross the border. You have the akira right before the border, and the anocha right after the border, and maybe that's the chiyuv of megarik. But in a chinami, but then we're saying that the din of megarvi yotzi will only be true if you're going from shusayocha to shusarabim. It won't be true by mabah daladamis b'shusarabim. Tosis and Shabbos, Tafchesim and Beis, says b'pshitos, that the din of Megarvi Yotzi is by Dalar Amos b'shusar Abim as well. So why is that true? It's constantly munuch. So if it says in this Tosis, something that's munuch is not nekar. And that also is in our Tosis. If it's munuch, it's not an akira. To the extent that it's munuch, it's not an akira. So when you're Megarvi Yotzi, it's a hanocha. Where's the akira? It's constantly munuch.
Tosfos and Shabbos there meant about
what?
The Tosfos and that pay there talks about.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's real. It's not an ochel gabi mashu. That's a machlekes tanoim. So I'm really not sure about this, and I was looking around. You know, who talks about? I would be happier if I found people who talked about it first. I'm sure there must be. It's an obvious problem. I thought, I was thinking she'll ask me, maybe like this, Taisis Lamais has a kasha on the top of Laman Aleph and Beis. Taisis Mahalaf Goymadami. Taisis asks a similar kasha in Taisis asks a similar question according to Benazi. Benazi holds, so even when you're walking, when you're holding something, so also there's a constant Akirin Anocha. Every step is an Akirin Anocha. An Akirin Anocha. So Taisis says, so how do you have a Chiyuv Mavad Dalar Amis B'Shus Rabbi? Have the Dalar Amos Pshus Rabim is made up of many, many Akiris and Anochas. So how can you have a Chiv Dalar Amos Pshus Rabim? So Taisis brings you Shalmi at the end that the Chiv is only because it's in a Chirami. He has to jump. But Taisis says in the Babli, it's not Mestaba that way. The Babli doesn't mention such a thing. So Taisis says that Dalar Amos Pshus Rabim is a Hilchas of Gemirlo. In fact, Taisis says, okay, Hilchas of Gemirlo, very nice, but let's learn out from there that we don't say that Benazi is wrong. We have a halacha that you're chayim dalar amos. So does that mean that halacha should tell me that Benazi is wrong, that it's not called that every step is not called the new akira and anocha? So Tosis, no, there it's different. The halacha mokum chiyuvu. You're going dalar amos shusrabim. You're going through a mokum chiyuvu. Benazi's case, the classic case of Benazi, is where you're going misrati leplati derech stav. You're going from a shusyocha to a shusrabim through a mokum p'tur. So according to Chacham, you're chayav because you had an akira in Shusyoch and you had an anocha in Shusyarabim, or vice versa. But according to Benazai, in the middle, you had an akira and anocha in the Mokum Ptur. So therefore you're potter. So places. So Benazir is talking about where he stepped in a welcome tour. So then Benazir says that every that Mahalach Ka'im Adami. But when you go down Amish Bisrabim, so the whole thing's been welcome chiyuv. So there the halacha tells me, I mean a little bit strange. So there Benazir doesn't apply because there's a hilchas gemirah. So a few things that are sharing this text. First of all, Manoshach. If Benazir only applies in a welcome tour, then I don't need hilchas gemirah. This place should have said that in the first place. That Ben Aziz didn't, it's only in a Mokum Ptur. End of story. Like, what was his kasha? Ben Aziz halacha is only when he steps in a Mokum Ptur, not when he steps in a Mokum Chiyuv. Tais didn't say that. Tais had to resort to some kind of Hilchas Gemirila. Well, it seems to be that it's like it goes together. There's a Hilchas Gemirila that Ben Aziz doesn't apply in a, by Dalai Lama's Prashus Rabim, but we can't extrapolate from there that Ben Aziz is wrong entirely, because that's talking about a Mokum Ptur, a Mokum Chiyuv. But Benazir remains enforcing when he steps in a Mokum Ptur. I'm not entirely clear why we need that combination. It's a Hilchas Gemiri law with the fact that it's a Mokum Chiyuv. But I should have said it right away. You should have said it's no kasha from Dalai Lama's Bishus Rabim, because Benazir's halacha, Mahalach Ka'imid, L'chatchila, Benazir's halacha was said, L'gabi stepping in a Mokum Ptur, not L'gabi stepping in a Mokum Chiyuv. That's question number one. Maybe that's not such a terrible question, but it's a horror. Question number two, the Mashiach asks, but in Agamar it says, Agamar applies Ben Azai to the person who's not stepping in a Mokum Ptur at all. Agamar applies Ben Azai to the case of somebody who's going from Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim. But at the time of the, Gabi Kimmel Drabani, Agamar asks, you know, the verse is that, Gainav Kis B'Shabbos, so he's Chayav for the Gneva. Why is he Chayav for the Gneva? But the Gneva is also the beginning of the, it's the Hascholas Achiv, Akir Tzarech Hanoch, it's the Hascholas Achiv of Shabbos. So the Gemara's answer is, one of the Gemara's answers is that it's going to leave a Ben Azai. So when he picked it up, that's not that kir that's Mechayev for Shabbos. That kir that's Mechayev, that's just Mechayev in Megnevo. That kir that's Mechayev for Shabbos is the last step that he takes out of the Rishus HaYochad. So that's not a Mokum Ptur. That's a Mokum Chiyuv. So you see that Ben Azai is talking even in a Mokum Chiyuv. The Masha already asked the Kasha. So the Masha says, there's a mashal. There's a mashal that Taisus just means that we don't use Ben Azai to pater unless he stepped in a Mokum Ptur. Unless it's in a Mokum Ptur. But over here, we're using Ben Azai l'chayev. Ben Azai, his original case, he's making a ptur. You stepped in the stav, so it patas you because mahalach ka'im adami. So his kasha goes by dalai lama's pshus rabim as well. The fact that he has all these steps in the middle should pater him. So Taish says no. Ben Azai doesn't pater unless you stepped in a mokum ptur. You want to use Ben Azai to pater him from going dalai lama's pshus rabim? We don't use Ben Azai to pater him. We only use Ben Azai to pater when he steps in a Mokum Ptur. When he steps in a Mokum Chiyuv, we're not going to use Ben Azai to pater him. In Agamar, we're not using Ben Azai to pater him. We're using Ben Azai to be Mechayev him. To say that there's a separate Mechayev of Shabbos for walking out of Rishus Rabim after the Chiyuv moment. So here Ben Azai is not coming to pater him from Chiyuv Shabbos. Ben Azai is coming to say there's a Chiyuv Shabbos for stepping out of, that there's many Chiyuv Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv Shabbos for the original Akira, but that's for the original Akira, that would have made Kimmel Yidrani. But then there's a later Mechayev. In other words, in Agamar, Ben Azai is not affecting the Ptur. Ben Azai is just delaying the Chiyuv. Put it that way. Ben Azai Bayas is delaying the Chiyuv. Instead of the Chiyuv being for the original Akira, the Chiyuv becomes for the last Akira. So it's a later Chiyuv. But it's not coming to Pater. So then already Ben Azai would apply even in Mokum Chiyuv, not only in Mokum Ptur. That seems to be what Mashiach is saying. Mashiach is very bekitzer and very cryptic. But Niza Hezber, what does that mean even? What is this? If Ben Azai is true, the Mahalach claim, but then it's true Ben Lechiyuv Ben Leptur. What kind of and if for some reason Ben Azai was only said Leptur, then he was only said Leptur. What is this combination? Ben Azai applies to Patrim when he steps in the Mokum Ptur, but if you're using Ben Azai not to Patrim but to define when the Chiyuv is, then it applies even in the Mokum Chiyuv. I'm a sister to the Masha. What is it even? It's hard even for me to say over the Masha because it's hard to understand what he wants. Take a look at the Masha yourself. You should see the Masha. In general, you should see the Masha. Even though when I first came to IU, I remember I once went to a lecture by one of the professors in Revel, and he said that in IU we don't look at Masha. So I didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, I still don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, I think he said stronger than he said nowadays we don't look in Russia. Nowadays, look, I don't know. Anyway, the Bichalim is the Maran. So what's the Pshat on this Mashal? So I think the Pshat is, at least Al Derech Zeh, Mashal is saying like this. What does Benazi say? Start this way. Usually, a Hanocha, when you have a Hanocha and then an Akira, so Hanocha does two things. Hanocha, first of all, is a Mechayev. You know, if you have it could complete a Chiyuv. If you had an Akira, now you have a Hanocha, and you have something in between that was, you know, a Hitzah or Dalet Amish Rabim, so it completes the Chiyuv. But it also breaks the original Akira. It completes. It consummates the original Akira. If you have an Akira and then you have an Hanocha and then you have a new Akira, so the old Akira is gone. The new Hitzah now has nothing to do with the first Akira. So for example, if you're walking from Shusha Yocha to Shusha Rabim and you step in and you maniach in the Mok and you put it down in the Mokum Tur in the middle. So the putting it down in a Mokum Tur, it patters you. Why does it patter you? At the end of the day, you went from Shusha Yocha to Shusha Rabim, you had a Kira in Shusha Yocha, and you had Anocha in Shusha Rabim. So what do I care that you put it down? If you didn't put it down, leave Benazi out of the story. Chachamim. No Mahalach Goyimit. Guy goes from Shusha Yocha to Shusha Rabim, he steps through a Mokum Tur. He's chayim. Why? He had an Akira in Shusha Yocha, he had an Akira in Shusha Yocha, and he had an Anocha in Shusha Rabim. But if he puts it down in the Mokum Tur, then he becomes Potter. Why? He still has an Akira in Shusha Yocha and an Anocha in Shusha Rabim. So what do I care that he made a Hanoch in the middle in the Mokum Tur? The answer is, because Hanoch in the Mokum Tur, it completes, it's Mevatel, the original Akira. Now if he picks it up again, now he's not going Mekoyach, the original Akira. The original Akira has to link up with the final Hanoch. If he makes a Hanoch in the Mokum Tur, then there's no connection between the original Akira and the original and the final Hanoch. The original Akira culminated in Hanoch in the Mokum Tur. The final Hanoch in the Shusha Rabim began with an Akira in the Mokum Tur. So that's not called Akira B'Shus Yochid and Anocha B'Shus Rabim, because they're separated from each other. The Hanocha is Mevatel, the original Akira. Now comes along Benazi, he just has a Chiddush Din, that every step is considered to be an Akira and Anocha. So Yesh Lodun, when Benazi says every step is an Akira and Anocha, does it mean it's an Akira and Anocha in the full sense? That is that every footstep is Mevatel, the original Akira? And now you start a brand new Akira and Anocha? Could be. But maybe that's not true. Just walking, Mahalach Chayim, is not strong enough that every step should be Mevatel, the original Akira. What it does is every step is a new Akira is a new Akira. Every step is Akira in the sense is a Hanoch and Akira in the sense that it is a Hanoch and an Akira. But it's not Mevatel, the original Akira either. So now he has two Akiras. With every step, he accumulates another Akira. So in other words, the original Akira is still there. He had an original Akira, which is when he first started to walk, that was an Akira. Then he takes step number two, takes the next step. So the original Akira is not bottled. He's still going with the original Akira. But now he's added that there was another Akira with Anoch in the middle. There was another Akira with Anoch in the middle. But it's not Mevatel. It's not like a regular Oymed. It's not like a full-fledged Anoch. A full-fledged Anoch is Mevatel for the original Akira. The original Akira is gone. Now if he picks it up again, he's going Mikoyach. This new Akira. And in Benazi, it's not the way. In Benazi, there's an Akira and Anoch with each step, but it's not Mevatel, the original Akira and Anoch. So maybe that's what Tais is saying. Tais is saying like this. Tais is saying that when you go Dalet Amish B'Shus Rabim, well, so Tais' question was, so you didn't really go Dalet Amish B'Shus Rabim. You went one step B'Shus Rabim. End of story. Now you want another step, Bishus Rabim, end of story. Another step, Bishus Rabim, end of story. So you didn't go Dalet Amish Bishus Rabim. You have to go Dalet Amish Bishus Rabim. So Taisa says that's a Hilchus Gemirah, that's the Tzur Sachiyah for going Dalet Amish Bishus Rabim. That's also Chayav Bishus Rabim. The halacha of Dalet Amish Bishus Rabim is even if you went a little bit to Bishus Rabim, another little bit to Shabim, another little bit to Bishus Rabim. But how the heck could that be? I mean, that's a lot of not true. You have to go Dalet Amish B'Shus Rabim. If you mama stopped and put it down every little bit, you wouldn't be chayav. So, b'kitzur, what Tosfos is saying is that, so therefore, says Tosfos, pshat over here is that let me say it by finzer. When you go through a mokum p'tur, so even if the original akir is not bottle, because in Benazai, I'm suggesting that Benazai, when he says Mahalach Oimed, that's not Mabatal original akir. So the original akir is still here. But you had a Hanoch and a Mokum Tur. A Hanoch and a Mokum Tur Patus. The fact that there was a Hanoch and a Mokum Tur, that Patus. Because the chiv of going through of Hitzov, Mishus Yochid, Mishus Rabim, has to be in an oifen where you have an akir and Mishus Yochid, you have an anochin and Mishus Rabim, and you don't have an akir and anochin and Mokum Tur. If the malacha consists of, quite the benazi, the malacha, whenever you walk, whenever a guy's mahalach, there's really a lot of akiris and anochas. The mahalach consists of a series of akiris and anochas. And the moment starts, it's like a continuous series, because it's not, nothing becomes bottle. The steps are not mevatel came before. So now I have a continuous series of akiris and anochas, but they're all one continuous stream. So if in the middle there was akir and anocha b'mokum p'tur, so that's a peter. That's not locha, that an akir and anocha in a mokum p'tur, patisim. So there was the mokum p'tur was nothing. He was just passing through. Nothing happened in the mokum p'tur. But according to Menazai, in this malacha of Haitzah, you have integrated an akir and anoch and a mokum tur. The chiv is akir is to have is that the Haitzah and anoch the akir and anoch the Haitzah of Shabbos should have a rishus yochid and a rishus rabim. Not that it should be should have three rishuyas. You have to have two rishuyas in the state. So the rishus yochid and rishus rabim. Here, because you have an akir and anoch and a mokum tur, so now you have blended into this Haitzah not only rishus yochid and rishus rabim, you have mokum tur also. So that's a peiter. Mokum Tur is a peiter. So according to Menazai, since I had an akir and anoch and a mokum tur, so I have now brought the mokum tur into the Haitzah. And a mokum tur patas for the patas of the Haitzah. That's the idea of mokum tur. It patas from the Haitzah. If there's a mokum tur involved in the Haitzah, so then it's then he's potter. Now Shain came with Alaram Shusrabim. So even though according to Menazai, you have to have a series of continuous akiris and anochas, and that's a chiddush, maybe that needs a hilchusah. Because that's a chiddush, that's called Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim. You know, I could have thought maybe Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim, it can't be chayiv with a continuous series of akiris and anochas. Maybe you have to have one akira and one anochal of a soif. So Tosafot said, no, that's the hilchos of Gemira. The hilchos of Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim allows that you can have a continuous series of akiris and anochas. But we don't learn out from there to you know, that Benazai is will not apply, therefore, even in a mokum tur. But also, Benazai is wrong, so even in a mokum tur, you shouldn't have, Benazai shouldn't apply. No, because it's altogether different. Over here by Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim, since you're not stepping anywhere in a Mokum Tur, so you have Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim. So it's a chiddush that needs a halacha, that's called Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim. Because it would have been a Mokum to say that Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim is only one Akir and one Anochal of Asayf, not many Akiris and Anochas that link up with each other. So that already says here in the halacha of Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim, according to Benazai at least, that's also called Dalai Lama Shusha Rabim. But it's different, it doesn't slug up Benazai's idea by Mokum Tur. Because here you're going through a mokum chiyuv. So the Hilchos of Gemira Allah tells me that if you have a series, an unbroken series, that's a linked up series of akiris and anochas, where the original akir was never bottle, and you went thereby dalar amish b'shusharabim, so you have an infinite series of little steps that are mitzarev to a dalar amish b'shusharabim, and that's called that you went dalar amish b'shusharabim, and you didn't step in a mokum tur that it should be mevatel malacha. You only stepped in mokum chiyuv. So you step in Mokum Chiyuv towards the Dalai Lamas, and it's all Mitztarif, because the Akir Rishon wasn't bottled. So that's when you're going Dalai Lamas to Shusha Rabim. What about when you go Shusha Yochad to Shusha Rabim? So it says in Agamar that if you're going from Shusha Yochad to Shusha Rabim, according to Benazai, the Chiyuv is for the last Akir. And that makes a lot of sense now. Because if we're looking at Akir and Anocha, if we're looking at Mahalach Oimed as a series of Akiris and Anochas that are not, that every step is new Akira and Anocha, but it's not Mevatel, the original Akira. So, but at the end of the day, which Akira of these many Akiras, you know, to get to the border, he had to make 50 Akiras and Anochas, but they're all still around. They're all, none of them was Bottle. He has an Akira 1, Akira 2, Akira 3, Akira 4, Akira 50. Then he crosses the border. So which Akira is Mechayavim for Eitzah? The last Akira. Because the even though the original Akiris are all there, The original Akiras could be Mechayiv maybe also, but they're superfluous. The last Akira is that, that's the last Akira. You know, this Nakud actually is a little bit smirky in a way. He doesn't need those original Akiras. If he doesn't need those original Akiras, you know, maybe even like this, maybe they're all mechayim. But from which Akir is the Hoylech Lomos? The Hoylech Lomos is the Akir that he needs. You know, which is the Eshedik Akir? To be a Hoylech Lomos, we're talking here Kimmel Dabne. From which Akir is the Hoylech Lomos? From the first Akira? He doesn't need the first Akira. He could do without the first Akira. Even Hilchas Shabbos doesn't need the first Akira. You know, we talked about there's different kinds of Yeshu, there's the Yeshu Mitzias, there's the Yeshu Mitzah Hilchas Shabbos. Over here, even in Hilchas Shabbos, he doesn't need the first Akira. Because he has 49 other Akiras that are just as good. So from which Akira is the Hoylech Lomos? Only from the last Akira. So maybe that's Agamar. So therefore, according to Manasseh, he's not a Hoylech Lomos until the last Akira. I think that's not maybe a mahalach here in the Mashach in Tosis. Right now I understand the Tzir of Hadorim in Tosis also. I need a Hilchas in the Yerilah, because without a Hilchas in the Yerilah, I would say, who says that's called Dalaram Shvus Rabban? It's such a series of Akiris and Anokas. So fine, the first Akir is not bottled, but maybe that's by definition not called Dalaram Shvus Rabban. Comes along the Hilchas and says, no, that's also called Dalaram Shvus Rabban. Yishami holds not, the Bible holds, yeah, that's also called Dalaram Shvus Rabban. That's included in the Hilchas of Dalaram Shvus Rabban. But Taisha says, okay, so you see Benazi is wrong even by a Mokum Tur. He says, no, it's Bechalei Nedayma. In a Mokum, because the idea of Benazi is you have many Akiris and Hanochas that are not Mevatel each other. So if one of them is in a Mokum Tur, so then the whole Malacha is not a Malacha, because in the Malacha you've now injected a Mokum Tur. But if you're just going down Amish Rabim, so all of these Akiris and Hanochas are taking place in a Mokum Chiv, then these Akiris and Hanochas, since they're not, it's called that you went down Amish Rabim. If you would put it down, you didn't go down Amish Rabim, you went two and two. But here you didn't put it down. You were mahalach koymid. Mahalach koymid means you did go dalar amishus rabim with many akiris and anochas that were not mevatel each other. And so what about and then the mashayis? What about agamor? And agamor, you also were stopped in. This was in a mokum chiyuv, and yet we apply benasei of mahalach koymid. Says the mashayis, but over here we're not coming to patrim. What does he mean? This is what he means. He means over here also when you step in a mokum tur, so it's a tur. But over here, the needin is, we're not coming to patrim. The shayla is just, which akir is mechayim? Which akir is mechayim? So they could all be mechayim. And it's a good nusach. They could all be mechayim. All these akiris can be mechayim. Because none of them are bottled. So all of these akiris are valid akiris. So he could be chayim mechayich any of these akiris. But from which akiris is ohel lechlomos? Which akir makes him ohel lechlomos? Which the akira that, which akir makes is haschol tzachi of misa, the misa is the hanocha. So we want to, but what's the haschol sachiyah misa? So we're going here in Lishnakam. The whole Gemara is going in Lishnakam. The one that's efsha, the one that the hanocha, you know, the one that the hanocha can't do without. The first akir is superfluous. You're going to have later akiras. So he's not yet a hoylech lomos. Now, when he gets to the akira, that's the last one. When he gets to the last akira, that's the point where he becomes a hoylech lomos. Because there's not going to be any akiras after that. So that's the minimum akira that he needs. He had 50 akiras, but he needs at least, he doesn't need more than one. So the last akira, that's the one from whence he's hoylech lomos, from which point he's hoylech lomos. Yeah, that's copy that places. So now it's so going back to the issue of Megara V'Yotzei. So I was bothered by Megara V'Yotzei, L'chara, it's love the whole time. Gemara says in that pay, Tosfos quoted the Gemara, that if you're mavri something near the ground, it's love of the ground the whole time. So it's constantly munuch. So yes, so if it's constantly munuch, so where's the akira? How are you chai for being Megara V'Yotzei? And it's Mavur Tosfos, even Dalar Amish, which is Rabbi Chai for being Megara V'Yotzei. So maybe you could say, and again, here we're getting deep into Yitzhiyas Shabbos. I never said Shira in Yitzhiyas Shabbos, so I'm not so confident on. But maybe we could say that that's the pshat of Megara V'Yotzei. That Megara V'Yotzei also is, it's like a Mahalach Koymed. We don't hold Mahalach Koymed, but as in Chadash Mahalach Koymed, even when you're walking with steps, it's called Mahalach Koymed. that every step is an aymed. That we don't hold. Because you're lamal migimul tvachim. You're holding a lamal migimul tvachim. We don't hold that's mahalach ka aymed. You know, when you're holding something in the Malam, it's not on the ground. Elamai, you have Vakiris Gufa, Kakiris Chayfetz. Hanochas Gufa, Kanochas Chayfetz. A step is not called Hanoch. We pass them not like Benazi. A step is not called Hanochas Gufa. When you're Megarvi Yotzei, then it's Mamish on the ground. It's Lovat on the ground. So it's Haka Munuch the whole time. So it's Haka have every infinitesimal amount that you're Megarvi, it's a Hanocha. But it's an Akira too, because you're moving the whole thing. That's also an Akira. So you have an infinitesimal, you have an infinite series of Akiras and Hanochas. So in Echarami, maybe that's how it is. It's not different. It's maybe in principle, it's no different than Manasseh. You have this infinite series of Akiras and Hanochas. And that's enough to be, and that's called, and if when you cross the border, you'll be Chayef, you could be Chayef from the original Akira too, but the last one, you'll be Hayel Kolomus, but will be from the one from which you crossed over the boundary. And what about if you went to Al Ramesh B'Shus Ram? So Taisa is Nafches that you're Chayev. So we'll have to say the same as Taisa said for Benazai. That's Hilchas of Mirila. Because maybe when Taisa said Hilchas of Mirila, it didn't mean only in Benazai. How does he know in Benazai that's Hilchas of Mirila? Where's the Hilchas of Mirila for Benazai? I mean, you could have shot in Taisa and said Hilchas of Mirila for Benazai, because otherwise, no other case. The Torah said there's Dalar Amish, we know there's Dalar Amish, there's a Chiyuv Dalar Amish, which is Rabbim, and according to Benazai, it's not Mishkachas Lo, unless we're going to pass it to some kind of, so that tells me there's some new Hilchas of Gemira Lo. But I don't know why that's true. There is a case of Kofetz. The Yishami has a case with Kofetz. So, jumping Dalar Amish, which is Rabbim, we have a case for Benazai. The Yishami Taka holds that that's the only case that Benazai is in Chayiv. Fine, so the Bavli holds that that's not true. You're Chayiv even for going Dalar Amish, which is Rabbim. But how do we know? Maybe it's Taka only with Kofetz. Place is Hilchas of Gemira Lo. I think maybe Taish doesn't mean Hilchas of Mirila, that it's a Hilchas of Mirila, that since according to Benazai there's no other way out, so we have to fabricate some kind of new Hilchas of Mirila. No, maybe Hilchas of Mirila, Taish saying that's part of the Loch of Dalaram Shusarabim. The Hilchas of Mirila of Dalaram Shusarabim is that you're chayiv even for many Akiris and Anochas. And it's true for Benazai, but maybe it's true for Didan as well. It's true for Benazai in the case of Mahalach Leimit. We don't hold from Mahalach Leimit, but it's still truly Didan in the case of Megarvi Yitzhak. So Tosis and Shabbos Tavches, who says b'pshitos that Megarav Yotzei is chayiv even in Dalar Amish versus Rabim, that's because Tosis already knows that Benazai is also chayiv for Dalar Amish versus Rabim. According to the Yishalmi, that Benazai is only mechayiv because, so Megarav Yotzei maybe the Dalar Amish versus Rabim won't be chayiv. You have to, because you need to have the Yishalmi holds that for an infinite number of Akiris and Melchus and Dalar Amish versus Rabim, you're not chayiv. And we, the Bavli holds that there's a Hilchas of Gemirila, that the Chiyuv Dalar Amish Mishus Rabim is even for many Akiris and Anochas and Mishus Rabim, as long as they add up to Dalar Amish and they're not Mevatel each other. So who did Megarav Yotzei? It's many Akiris and Anochas and Mishus Rabim. And I'm throwing this out. I'm speculating. It's Negei a little bit also to the Nidin that we keep coming back to and never really fully, I don't know. So that the Rishonim have this notion that it's Efshe, that when Rishonim have this kasha that it's Efshe Begreir. What does Gemara want? Akira Tzarech Hanocha, but it's Efshe Begreir. We were grappling the whole time when he was Efshe Begreir. And if he would do Greir, so that would also be the Tchilas Hamalocha. So right now it would be the Tchilas Hamalocha, and if in the middle he would pick it up, so it would also be Kimli Virabina. So what does it mean that it's Efshe Begreir? It's a little bit, that's also, we've been dealing with this in various ways. What I'm saying now would impact that. So it would come out that when you do Greira, you're talking not Chayiv for the original Akira. Or you need to see not a Hoylech Lomos from the original Akira. You're only a Hoylech Lomos from the last Akira. So then I hear much better the Yerushalayim's Kashin, it's Efshe B'Greira. Meaning right now you're picking it up and this is the only Akira. But you could have done Greira, then you'll have many Akiras and the Hoylech Lomos will only be the last Akira. So why don't we say that it's Efshe B'Greira? So the Yerushalayim say, yeah, but bottom line is that's not what you did. Bottom line, you did this Akira and this Akira now is your Tchilas Akira. What? Because in Benazai you really chayiv for the last akira. By us you chayiv for this akira. You could have done a greater. By us it's a hypothetical. Well, you lumais are only doing one akira because we don't hold a halakha in this. So once you pick it up, that's the final akira. You pick it up and you walk out the door. There was one akira. All the steps you took in the middle are nothing. You're not lamata migimul tvachim. There's no anocha. So the akira that you did is this akira. If you would have done greira, you would have had, you would have had five, you would have had an infinite number of akiras, and the Hoylech Lomos would have been the last akira. But that kira that you did is that kira that you picked it up with. So that's what the Rishayim say. Bottom line is this is Haskalah Sechiv. If somebody else did it, there would be no Chiv at all. So this is certainly the Haskalah Sechiv. And the way that you're doing it, this is the Haskalah Sechiv. You could have done it some other way and had a Haskalah Sechiv later by the closer to the Rishus Harab. But Lamaisa, the way you did it, that you picked it up, this is the Haskalah Sechiv. Without this Akira, there's no Malacha. In Benazi's case, when he picks it up, that is an Akira, but then every step that he takes is another Akira, this 50 steps to the door. So he's not yet a Hailu Chlamas because this Akira is not the one that makes him to a Hailu Chlamas. He can have other Akiras around. Okay, so now let's go on in Taisus. Taisus says, it's a Taisus of Kashan Rabbeinu Tam, Bekitzer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he picks it up one Tefach, that's the Kenyan. The Akira of Shabbos only picks it up three Tefachim. So Taisus says, in Kain, Dinu Shei Yischayev. So therefore, he ought to be Chayev Mom, and that's not called Kimad Rabbeinu. Just like according to Ben Azay, you're chayev, because the kinyan was when you picked it up, and the akira Shabbos, or is the one that makes you hold the chalmas, is only when you walk out the door, the last step out. So you see that if the kinyan came first, then I don't say that if there was a kinyan before the akira of Shabbos, so I don't say that he's kimelid rabbinay. So here as well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I picked it up one tefach, that's the kinyan. Picks it up three tefachim, that's the akira. So the kinyan came before the akira. So just like in Ben Azay, the kinyan comes before the akira, or at least before the last akira, which is the one that we need. So there's no kinyan the rabbinate, and he's chayav mamon. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's how it should be, even in a regular case, even with Lididan, in a regular case where he picked it up. But the kinyan was with this first tech. And the akira Shabbos, the chayav Shabbos, only begins with the when he gets up to three tefachim. So he saw Taisus Rosh as a teretz. Taisus in Ukimta that's talking about that was an Amud. Taisus Rosh also says that's an Ukimta. Similar Ukimta. But then the Taisus Rosh says a teretz, Oigesh Leimar, that even though it's true that the Kinyan is only by one Tefach, and the Akir Shabbos is by three Tefachim, but it's the Efshir Legimel, it's the Efshir to pick it up three Tefachim without first picking up one Tefach. So at the end of the day, it's called the Efshir. And we're going now in the list of Kama. All we need is Efsha. So one tefach is it's Efsha l'shloisha tefachim below tefach echad. So Mela, he's a Yakim l'drabine. All you need for Kim l'drabine is that it should be Efsha. So here it is Efsha. It's Efsha l'gimel below aleph. So it's Efsha l'shloisha tefachim below tefach echad. So we left off shir yesterday. Is I asked the other, so why did Taisus not say that? Chayitz a pasha teretz. Yeah. So what does Elul have to say?
Already three in order to pick it up.
So that's called Efshir, meaning it's called Efshir because it could have been on an Omud. Could have been an Omud, so it's called Efshir.
That's Tos Lashitaso. If it's on an Omud, someone else picked it up, but it doesn't matter.
Right. So that we save away from Pasha, but Tos Lashitaso. Taisus holds that what somebody else could do for you is called Efshir. Yochel Lutcha Blechaver, Taisus said before, that's called Efshir. So there are other Tvachol, well, that's called Efshir. Somebody has to do it. Right, we have by Gochen Vochel, Taisus says, you don't have to come out to Gochen Vochel. The Gemara could have said that it's Efshir L'Achila B'Lehagbo because somebody else could pick it up and put it in his mouth. The other Rishonim, there are other Tvachol, say that's called Efshir. That's called Efshir. Somebody had to put it into his mouth. So Tais L'Shitasam over here, it's true that you can't pick it up three Tefachim without picking it up one Tefach, but you don't have to do it yourself. You can have somebody else pick it up for you, 2.9 Tefachim, whatever, two, or even three Tefachim, and then you pick it up only a little bit, and you're going to be Chayim. So Mimela, you can't say over here Yefshir, because it's Yochel, it's Efshir Al-Yedei Chaver. And that we have heard about even Poshut. And the Taisus Rosh apparently holds it like the Ra'ah and the Ritva. It's Meduyik. Taisus Rosh before didn't say the Huadin. Just that line Taisus before about Huadin that the Gemara could have said that Yochel Litchav like Chaver Beveis Abliya, Taisus Rosh doesn't say. So that would line up very well. Taisus Rosh should tell so. I think that's true. But the truth is that besides that, the Taisus Rosh is really a very big Chiddush. because, you know, sort of Mishayim, there are barichos. There's two different kinds of yesher. There's two different kinds of haschalas achiyuv. There's haschalas achiyuv mitzad the halacha, like the Ra'ah says. Taisus also really says this far, that akira is always the haschalas achiyuv of the hanocha, because it's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to do an akira in hanocha. If somebody else did the akira, you're not chayav. So they all explain that makes it into haschalas achiyuv. And then there's haschalas achiyuv mitzad the mitzias. Like by chaylev, yef shulachil b'lei agbol. Where to have him? Except the gochen v'ochel. But if not for gochen v'ochel, we would say yef shulachil b'lei agbol. Why is that called ascholas achiyuv? Because it's not, certainly not part of the mechayev of achilas chaylev. If he was a shoygig in the agbol and amazing in the achil, he's still going to be chayev malchus. But b'metzias, it's yesh shulachil b'lei agbo. They're always marach about that. But there's two different kinds of haschalas achiyuv. There are ochos of haschalas achiyuv be'emes, and then there's haschalas achiyuv that's not mamish haschalas achiyuv be'emes, but it's still it's something that you need. So it also becomes like haschalas achiyuv. We've talked about this many, many times. And we also need to show you that there's a chiluk that when it comes to something that's haschalas achiyuv mitzad b'halocha, like akira. So I don't care that there were other ways that you could have gotten the chiyuv. You know, efshe begreir. So I'm saying, who cares this efshe begreir? Lemais, you didn't do greir. You did akira. And akira, without this akira, there's no chiyuv. This akira is the ascholos achiyuv. So you could have done greir. Fine, you could have done greir. In a different universe, you would have done greir. In this universe, you did akira. And where's the ascholos achiyuv in the akira? Mashenkin, by when you're talking about something that's ascholos achiyuv mitzad the metzias, like agbot zorech achilo. So then, if there would be some other way for Messias to do it, so then it's not called Aschalas Achiv, even though that's not what you did. You weren't Gochen V'Ochel. You picked the Chaylev up to your mouth and you ate it. So why don't we say, for you, the Aschalas Achiv was the Hagbah? So we say, no, since Lemaisa picking it up, the Messias is not the only way to do Achiv. So that's not called Aschalas Achiv. Kamer, this is already we saw many times. This is Barichas and Rishayim, especially in the Ra'ah. So now Yesh Lodin. This picking it up one tefach, which the Tais Rosh is saying is also called an Efsha. It's also kind of Ascholas Achiv. Is it Ascholas Achiv in Mitzias or is it Ascholas Achiv in Din? It's Ascholas Achiv in Mitzias. In Din, the Din is Gimel Tefachim. Somebody else could do it also. It's not Ascholas Achiv in the Mitzad the Din. It's Ascholas Achiv in Mitzad the Mitzias. It's like Agbos Chaylev. This notion that this Rosh is saying that you need to pick it up one tefach in order to pick it up three tefachim, that's very similar to Hagbos Chaylev. It's Ascholas Achiv Mitzad HaMetzias, not in the Lomdus. In the Lomdus, you have somebody else, Baharayas, if somebody else picked it up that first tefach or those first two tefachim, that would also be Chay. So just the Metzias, you have to crank it up to one tefach in order to be able to get it up to Gimel Tefachim. So talking about Ascholas Achiv and Metzias. In Metzias, it's Efshe Begreir. You're talking mitzad the mitzias. The mitzias is only called ascholas achiyuv mitzias if this is the only way to have the chiyuv. This is not the only way to have the chiyuv. You could have the chiyuv by greir, like the Tosfos himself said, it's efshe begreir. So mimanoshach. If you're talking ascholas achiyuv mitzad the din, you know this new notion what the Ra'ah calls ascholas achiyuv be'emes. That's gimel tefachim. That's that one tefach. Elamai says the Ra'ah, yeah, but here, but mitzias, you need it's ascholas achiyuv mitzias. Because you have to pick up one tefach in order to get to three. But it's Ascholas that the Metzias is Efshe Begreir. So what does Tais Rosh Taka hold? Apparently Tais Rosh holds that there's such a thing as Ascholas is Ascholas the Metzias to Ascholas and Din. Since Gimel Tvachim is still at the end of the day, Gimel Tvachim is the Ascholas Achiv. Because in Din, that's the Ascholas Achiv for you. Because you're not being Megar, you're picking it up. So your Akira is the Akira's Gimel Tochim. So the Ascholas Achiv Lemaisa for you is the Akira Gimel Tochim. And for that Ascholas Achiv, the Metzias, you have to pick it up one Tefach. So the Tosh Rosh holds that's called the Ascholas Achiv. You can make it, you can, in a Chirami, you can mix and match. The Gimel Tochim is the Ascholas Achiv in Din. And that Ascholas Achiv in Din needs the Metzias to have a Agmos Tefach Echon. So the Mele, it's like it's the Haschola to the Haschola, and you could have something. It's a Haschola of Haschola. It's not the same kind of two different kinds. You can't call that the picking up one Tefach is not just is not a Haschola all by itself. Because when it says Sefer Begayer, and it didn't, it's nothing. But it's a haschalah to haschalah. It's an unavoidable haschalah of Metzias to the haschalah in din that you chose to do. That's your only very Kiddush, who says that's called the haschalah. I think it's Meduik. Tosh Rosh says it's an oydish lema. Why is it an oydish lema? It's the chadav pashut. That's just because not a chadav pashut at all. It's the hakav very big Kiddush. So I have now one final thing. I had a lefila Tosh Rosh. The attack can ask such a thing. Haschalah b'metzias to haschalah in din. So why according to Ben Azeh is no cumulative avenue over here? The Gemara says that according to Ben Azeh there's no cumulative avenue. Because the Akir's Mechayev is the Akir out the door. But doesn't he need to pick it up in order, right? Doesn't he need to pick it up in order to have the last Akir out the door? In order to get to that last step, he has to take the first step. So why isn't the picking it up a haschalah b'metzias to the haschalah in din of the last step out the door?
Say that, and you can sort of like start extending the chiyuv to a lot of steps. Like the dude could say, "Oh, well, I couldn't have done this if I not like woken up in the morning." Like there could be a lot of sort of like mitzvahs in which you could all of a sudden like start to tag on if you say that.
Yeah. Okay. Could be that that's true. Somehow there's like a limit in how you know what we can call the haschalah of mitzvahs. You know, like was a chaylev. The tefach echad for the gimel tefachim, but say he needed to pick it up in order to get it near the door. Maybe that's not called the haschalah. Something else also. According to Ben Azeh, I'm not sure you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim in the first place. You could be according to Ben Azeh. So of course you could always be Megar, even in Lididan you could be Megar V'yotze. But different. Lididan, you could be Megar V'yotze, and if you would be Megar V'yotze, you would have, as I said before, you would have many, many Akiras on an Ochlas till you got out the door, and you would be Chai for the last Akira. But you did not actually do that. You picked it up. And once you pick it up, you don't have that many Akiris Haranochas. And there is no last Akira out the door. This is the last Akira out the door. The one that you did when you picked it up, Gimel Tvachim. So the Akira that you did is the Akira that's over here. And the Akira over here has to be picked up Gimel Tvachim off the floor. Because if you didn't pick it up Gimel Tvachim off the floor, then you would not have Akira over here. Maybe you have an Akira when you got out the door, but that's not the Akira that you did. The Akira that you did is the Akira over here, and the Akira over here is Mikhaich that you picked it up Gimel Tvachim. But according to me, as I... The emes is that the Akira is going to be the last Akira out the door. Because even if you pick it up, so then you have many steps, every step's a new Akira and Anacha. So the Akira at the end of the day is the last Akira out the door. That last Akira out the door, it's Lemaile Velemer, if it's Lemaile Megimel or Lemata Megimel, what's the difference? So, according to Ben Azai, the picking it up Gimel Tvachim is not Nitzrach, even the Metzias is not, it's not really Haschalah. It's not called Yevsha. I don't need this Gimel, according to Ben Azai, according to Ben Azeh, anyway, every step is a new Akira and Hanocha, and the Chidinus Mechayivim is the last Akira, the last step before he goes out the door. That last step before he goes out the door, that step is the Akira. And if he'll be Megarvi, I say. If he's Megarvi, I say, would that be called a different Akira, or that's the same Akira that he's doing anyway? If it was near the floor, the Akira would then be that he I don't know, so any of the, I'm not quite sure. Could be even according to Ben Azeh, it's not the same. if he would be the guy of a yotze, then that kiyuv would be the last infinitesimal fraction before he gets out the door. That would be that kiyuv. Whereas the ma'aser that kiyuv that he's doing is 3 tefachim off the floor. He's an akiyuv. Akiyuv is gufay of the step. The step is not an infinitesimal fraction. The step that he took out the door was before. But as it has discrete units of steps, there's 50 steps to go out the door. By Megarav Yotze, there's an infinite number of Megarav of little Akiris and Anochas before he gets out the door. So if you're Megarav Yotze, what Akir is Mechayev? The infinitesimal, the infinitesimal, a little Akira before he crosses the border. That's the Akir that would have been Mechayev, if he would have been Megarav Yotze. Lemaise, he wasn't Megarav Yotze. He picked it up and he's taking steps. So what's the Akir that's Mechayev? The last step out the door. It's not really the same thing. So, in order to have that mechayev, he has to pick it up, yimul tefachim off the floor. Otherwise, it's going to be a megarav yotze situation. So, why don't I still say that for the akir that he actually did, which is the last step out the door, he had to pick it up, yimul tefachim. So, the picking it up, yimul tefachim, is the haschol of the metzias to the akira that he did, that, to the akira which he actually did, which was the last step out the door. So I think the question still is maybe a valid question. According to, there must be an answer. But according to the Taisus Rosh, there's such a thing as the Efshe L'Gimel B'lo Yechod, that you can have Ascholah B'Mitzias to Ascholah in Din. So why does anyone say that according to Ben Azai, there's he's Chayav Mamar? Because when he picked it up, that wasn't the Akira. Fine, it's not the Akira, but it's the Ascholah B'Mitzias, the picking it up Gimel Tvachim, to the Ascholah in Din, which was the last step out the door. Yeah, I don't know. So it really needs to be thought through. It's hard to get a clarity in that issue. It's interesting. The Taish Rosh himself quoted the Gemara of Ben Azai. The same way Taish Rosh quotes that Gemara of Ben Azai, the Taish Rosh also quotes the Gemara of Ben Azai. You see from Ben Azai that since the Kinyan came first and later on was the Akira, so we don't say Kinyan Drabanei. So how come over here it's different? What's going to be with Rabbeinu Tam? And for that he says the Teretz. Okay, Shleimer. But for the Gimel Tochim you need the Tefachecha. And what's Ben Azai different? So Ben Azai's Akira is the last step out the door. But that Akira out the door needed to be Gimel Tvachim off the floor. Otherwise it would be Megarav Yotze. And Megarav Yotze is a different Akira. It's the same way in the Chachamim. It could have been Megarav Yotze, but that's a different Akira. That's not the Akira they actually do it. So with Ben Azai it's the same thing. Megarav Yotze is a different Akira. It's not the Akira that he's actually doing. But the Akira he's actually doing is an Akira of Akira's Gufa with the step. For that Akira you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim. It shouldn't be called Megarav Yotze. Not there. Okay. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop here. We'll resume on Monday. So let me just show, we'll pick it up from the top of Lamed Aleph.
Okay. Yes. Impossible for the BIA.